Hey everybody, it is Tuesday and we are ready to begin this day again with you. Mm-hmm. I'm Teresa, here with my husband Scott.
Hello.
And this is Living It Up.
It sure is, and we're just blessed to have y'all with us today. And you know what? You made it through Monday, and we're so glad you're with us.
Yeah, whether you're walking or jogging or driving or whatever the case may be, we're just honored that you included us in your life.
We sure are. Well, listen, today's topic is, it's okay to glance back at your past.
Just don't stare. In other words, let's say it again. It's okay to glance back at your past.
Just don't stare. That's right. There's something to learn from those days.
Yes, there is.
So ask God to help you use those experiences to make wiser and more loving choices today.
Oh, man, that's for sure.
And a very familiar verse, Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There's a lot we could say about this.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You know, if you get stuck in the past, you look back, spend too much there, you miss it, what's going on today.
Yeah.
You know, you got to move forward and just let it go. Just let it go. There's nothing we can do about the past.
Sure.
If we're still wishing it was different and angry about it, that's really unforgiveness, which is wishing for a better past.
Yeah, it is.
It's hard. We both have been through divorces.
Oh, lost parents and,
mm-hmm.
and tragedies for our siblings. And
emotional, depression.
Yeah.
And, I can go back there right now in my mind, and I can start even having some of those feelings that I was having back there.
Mm-hmm.
But once I learned to let it go and to keep moving forward, then I would get better and better and better. But I had to do it just a little bit at a time. And I had a vision for my life. And I think that's what really did it for me. And that kept me going. And once everything was out from underneath me, all my props were gone, it was just me and God. And I had to realize that He was the one that I needed to be living for, because He was never going to leave. He was never going to die. He was always going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I started living for Him. And that made all the difference in the world. And inch by inch, a little bit stronger, a little bit more, another day would go by, another week would go by, and I got stronger and better, and now I can look back, like we're talking about today, and those experiences and be grateful, because it took me to a different place. It took me, most importantly, into a deep relationship with God, where I otherwise wouldn't have known Him like this. It's hard to say it when you're in the middle of it.
It is.
But gratefully and thankfully, had people to encourage me and said that very same thing to me.
Yeah, in today, our topic, it's okay to glance at your past. You know what your past is? That's your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Where God has brought you from, and where you are today, and where you're going in the future. Okay? But not living in your past, dwelling in your past. Oh, I wish that wouldn't have happened. Oh, I wish that, you know what?
Why did it?
Yeah. You know what? The old saying is, why me? Why not me? Okay? Yeah, sometimes it really stinks, some things that we go through. Okay? But you know what? Everyone goes through things in their lives. Everybody. Some people hide it and mask it, maybe a little bit better than others, but everyone goes through tragedies.
Mm-hmm.
But that's part of your testimony. And what's awesome about glancing, not staring at your past, and in Revelations 12, verse 11, it says, they have defeated him, which is Satan, by the blood of the Lamb, which is Jesus, and by their testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's okay to glance at your past.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tell someone about your past, you know, to show them the change that Jesus has made in your life.
To encourage them.
Right.
Say, I made it, you can too.
Yeah.
And the more you and I both know this, the more that we share that, it keeps us remembering where we came from.
Yeah.
So we don't go back there.
That's right. Because I first and foremost don't ever want to go back to the hell I came from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go back. But you know what? I'll glance at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll use that past to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
I just say, thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to go through.
Exactly. And he's like he says in Romans 8:28, he'll turn all things together for good to those who love him, to those who are called to the purpose, according to the purpose that he has for our lives.
That's right.
And he will turn it for good.
That's right.
If we can, you know, work out of it with his help, work our way out of it. Mm-hmm. It takes time. It takes healing. It takes forgiveness. It takes understanding why things went the way they did. Why we made decisions that we made instead of other ones. What was going on with us at that time that explains now why things went like they did. And we made the choices and the decisions that we made because of the frame of mind that we were in.
Yeah.
You know, and he's turned all that for good, and he'll do that for anybody that's listening, if you let him.
You know, and in that scripture, Romans 8:28, it says for his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say for your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's for his purpose. Mm-hmm. And so that's why he's going to bring you into a new life, because it's about him.
Right. That's okay? Exactly.
Before, everything was about you. Mm-hmm. But now that you're going to give your life to Christ, or if you've given your life to Christ, it's about his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a totally different way of life. It's a totally different way. That's why in the scripture it says, we are not of this world. You know, we are of the heavenlies.
Mm-hmm. We're in it, but we're not of
it. That's right. And so, you know, to act in a God-like manner the best we can, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to stumble. Okay.
But by the grace of God.
But by the grace of God.
Prayer and prayer.
Yes, and prayer, we will do better each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
But we will show just a little bit of our home, our true home, heaven, to people here on earth
mm-hmm.
while we're here.
That's right.
You know, because in Ecclesiastes it says life is a vapor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just,
right.
You know, and you look up and you go, what in the world am I doing in this memory care today?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I 90?
Mm-hmm.
You know? But you know what? It's okay.
Look how quickly your boys grew up.
Oh, my gosh. I remember when Devin and James, they were... Devin was so small, he was so premature. His head was at my fingertips and his feet right below the palm of my hand.
Mm.
And he weighed a little over 3 pounds.
Now, how much does he weigh?
He's about 6'5", about 3'10".
Mm-hmm.
And James is 6'6",
mm-hmm.
you know, probably 180, 200 pounds. I mean, they're both caught up very quickly.
Right.
But it just seems like yesterday, I remember coaching them in football when they were 6 and 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're 24 and 22.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? That's another part of our story today. I glance back at that.
Right.
And I remember those good times.
Uh-huh.
But I really want to focus on today.
That's exactly right.
Because I want to focus on what are my sons doing today
mm-hmm.
and how proud I am of them that they are Christ followers.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So I want to enjoy today. I'll glance back at the past and we'll laugh about it and we'll have fun. But I'm focusing on today.
That's right.
I'm so proud of
them. That's right.
Just like God is so proud of you.
Mm-hmm. He is.
So listen, if you've never given your life to Christ, and you're staying in the past, you know what? Today's the day. Start living your life, a new life, again. Because
mm-hmm.
it says once you give your life to Christ, the old is gone, the new has come. We want you to experience that. We really do.
We want you to forget what lies behind and press on to what's lying ahead.
Mm.
It's already there. He just wants you to move forward and let him take you by the hand this time.
I mean, he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he loves you so much. And don't ever forget that you are chosen.
Mm-hmm.
If you pray this prayer, he chose you to pray this prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you who don't know Jesus and never given your life to him, and those who have, maybe you were younger, but you may have walked away and said, you know what, man, I don't think I ever really was saved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today's your day. Please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for everyone who's been listening to our podcast today. We pray blessings upon them and their families.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, for those who haven't ever given their life to you or those who may have and have walked away, we pray they pray this prayer right now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Jesus, I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of this, you have forgiven my sins, because I'm asking you to forgive them. Mm-hmm. Lord, I need you as my Savior.
That's right.
I give you my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
What a great day.
Wow.
What a wonderful day. We're rejoicing with you. The angels in heaven are rejoicing, and we want to encourage you to pray, to be led to a Spirit-filled church where they have a strong disciple or mentorship program, so someone can take you by the hand now so that you can start this new walk, but not alone. It's a new way.
You know, contact us, you know, at info@livingitup.org. If you're in the Dallas area, then we can certainly point you to some churches that we know have a great mentorship program.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to also know if you prayed that prayer.
All right.
And if you have any prayer requests or just want to, you know, give us a comment.
Right.
Love to hear from you. But remember, it's okay to glance back at your past. Just don't stare. Mm-hmm. There's something to learn from those days. So ask God to help you use those experiences to make wiser and more loving choices today.
We hope you have a wonderful Tuesday, and we look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Until then, begin again by living it up.
Thank you.